We live in exciting times. We live in the times spoken of in the Bible, the latter days, when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolfshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 17, quote, "And the Antichrist coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all wicked deception to those who are perishing, for they have not received the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Therefore, God sends them a misleading influence, that they may believe falsehood, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have preferred wickedness. But we, brethren, beloved of God, are bound to give thanks to God always for you, because God has chosen you as first fruits unto salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. For this purpose, he has called you by our preaching to gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm. Hold the teachings which you have learned, whether by word or by letter of ours. And may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and has given us through grace everlasting consolation and good hope, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on February 1, 1977. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
I see coming down now from the sky behind Our Lady a terrible scene. I see.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
Jesus.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
nailed to the cross. I see a body torn. With very few solid pieces of flesh left, I see his head covered by a cloud of thorns, biting, cutting, tearing into his skin. And the blood flowing down.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou, and blessed
on the left side of the sky, Our Lady is being supported by Michael. Our Lady is pointing upward. See, my child, what evil man and the Antichrist forces have brought upon my son. He is being re-crucified by his own. As I have directed you through countless earth years, as I have warned you, the man of perdition has entered upon the eternal city. The man of perdition, known to you as 666, has entered upon your world. Oh, my children, you shall see a madness cover your earth. It shall be father against son, mother against daughter, sister against sister. Charity shall grow cold in the hearts of many. Man shall become more and more lovers of pleasure, lovers of self, no longer recognizing sin until sin has become a way of life among you. Fear shall grip the hearts of many, as evil shall be accepted as good. Blindness that reaches down, my children, into the very depths of your being, your soul. I cry out as your mother, as a mediatrix from God to mankind. Listen to me and act upon the directions from heaven. Save yourselves and your children. There is little time left.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed.
Shall you be given a full scourge of communism and slavery? Shall the elements be used against you to cleanse your world? Shall mankind feel the great heat and burning of the bell of redemption? You who laugh and scorn this message, the day will come when there shall be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon the earth, as it was in the days of Noah, so it is now, that man never learns from his history. He repeats his mistakes over and over. I give you, my children, the simple solution to your problems. It is faith, my children. Choose in faith. Believe, and you shall be given the way. The Eternal Father shall send upon mankind many signs to awaken him. Will you recognize them, or shall they go by in continuance of being unnoticed, unrecognized as coming from your God? My children, unless you pray more, you shall not recognize the signs. Unless you remain with my son at the tabernacles of your world, you shall not recognize the signs. Unless you eat of the body of my Son and drink of his blood, you shall not have the light within you.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have a wonderful book for this month of Our Lady. It's titled The Life of Mary as Seen by the Mystics. This book is a masterpiece that combines into one story the visions of four great mystics. It begins with the lives of Mary's parents, St. Anne and St. Joachim. It tells of Mary's birth, her early childhood, her trials, her hardships, and her prayer life. It gives details of the incarnation and birth of Jesus. It tells of her conversations with our Lord in Bethlehem, the angels, St. Joseph, the apostles, and others. It tells of Jesus' love for his mother and her sharing in his sufferings of his passion, and much more. Every Christian must read this great spiritual treasure, The Life of Mary. It costs $15.50, which includes shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. We also have available a beautiful picture of Our Lady titled Mary, Immaculate Queen of the Universe. It's 12 by 16 inches, colored, and it comes without a frame. It has many angels holding the regal gown of Our Lady. It's absolutely beautiful. It costs $7, which includes shipping and handling. Send $7 today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Our Lord is calling us in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. He said, "Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you." With all of today's problems, who could not use some help? In Matthew chapter 24, verse 28 says, "Wheresoever the body shall be, there shall the eagles also be gathered together," unquote. This is interpreted to mean that the body refers to the body of our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, and the eagles are those who spend time before the Eucharist in adoration. They will soar high in the heavens like eagles with the graces they receive. On February 10, 1975, Our Lady said, "All who are burdened with cross, come to me and I will comfort you. Come to my Son in the tabernacles of the world. Hurry, my children. The agents of hell are loosed and have set in motion a plan now to close these tabernacles to you. Hasten now, gather your graces, my children, while there is still time. Spend much time with my Son in the Eucharist. It is truly the bread of life. It will be a most dark day, my child, when these tabernacles will be closed to you," unquote. We are very happy to tell you that the response to our letter asking for holy hours has been tremendous. In the next year, pious souls have pledged to pray 7,644 holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you are not one of these people who promise to pray 1, 2, 3, or 4 days a week, hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, now is the time you can do it. Just write us and let us know how many hours a week you pledge for the next year, and we will add it to the total next week. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. I ask that you will pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apostolate that has ever occurred in the history of the world. At your holy hours, will you also pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady's prophecies on These Last Days radio program? And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on February 1, 1977. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Our Lady.
My children, you wander about, running in every direction. And what are you looking for that you have not already received from your God? The direction for your salvation. My children, heaven and the way does not change. It needs no improvement. It is a simple way given to you from the beginning of time by the Eternal Father, and made known to you by the visit of my Son to earth. Read, my children, your books that I have pleaded with you to gather before they are destroyed. Do not give yourselves over to the publications of the Antichrist in your world. As you pray, you will ask the Spirit of Light to enlighten you in knowledge, that you may know when there is error, that you may recognize the truth, and that you shall not fall victim to the errors of your world. My children, I promise you as your mother to be with you until your world and mankind has been righted by my Son. Step by step, through the darkness into the light, shall I lead you, my children. But it will be a road filled with thorns. The cross will grow heavy. You will stagger, you will fall, but I assure you, my children, you will rise even stronger.
You have just heard part of the Bayside prophecies given on February 1st, 1977. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We are very excited to tell you that we have a personal computer CD compact disc of all the messages given by Our Lady from 1970 through 1994, along with the Bible. Included is software that would do instantaneous word searches through the Bayside prophecies and the Bible. We have had many requests for this, and now it is finally available. This is a fantastic way to search the messages in the Bible in a given topic, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, comets, asteroids, UFOs, AIDS, test tube babies, homosexuality, the Great Warning, the Great Miracle, the Great Chastisement, war, and much more. This CD for personal computers costs $49.95 plus $6 shipping and handling. You may want to order it for a family member or a relative that has a computer that runs Microsoft Windows. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. We also are working to put the 1984 through 1995 messages in a pocket-size paperback book. We need your prayers and financial support to continue this project. The devil is attacking us bitterly. We also need your urgent financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses from 1970 to 1994, an audio track of the June 18th message, this radio program, and much more. The internet address again is www.tldm.org. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, on Sunday morning, May 4th, there was the May crowning. Nearly 400 people were present. Oh, it was a beautiful sunny day, and there was an inspiring rosary procession. Oh, it was a delight to see so many young children dressed in their first Holy Communion outfits. Then at the end of the procession, a young girl placed a crown on Our Lady, on Our Blessed Mother's statue. Now, this outstanding event was superbly managed by Vincent McDonald and his outstanding crew of white berets. Now, I have here my testimony, here a first testimony. Jack, a 42-year-old truck driver and machine operator from New Jersey, was one among the thousands present at the June 18th anniversary vigil. Like hundreds of others coming for the first time that evening, Jack had come with a dogged determination to move all hearts in heaven with his prayers. He was going to rid himself once and for all of a terrible condition that was slowly eating away at his innards. The truth was that he was a victim of malignant cancerous growth in the stomach area. On the operating table, doctors discovered that a cantaloupe-sized tumor was growing and spreading to many vital organs in his body, that it was already too late for surgical removal. In January 1988, the doctor pulled Susan, that's his wife, aside and privately confided that Jack's situation was hopeless, that he could not tell whether he had a day, a week left to live. Susan relates a day, a week to live. Susan, her voice broken with emotion while fighting and suppressing tears welling in her eyes, that the only words of advice and encouragement the doctor could give her was that she's got to knuckle down and do some very serious praying. Initially, the doctor remained adamant in withholding the truth from Jack. However, the doctor finally leveled with him, since he was going to die one way or the other, with or without surgery on the tumor. They might as well try chemotherapy as a desperate last effort. Meanwhile, he'd better do a lot of praying. If Jack had previously only an inkling of how far gone he was, now he knew the whole truth and was positively frightened at the prospect of death. Actually, the tumor had been at work for the last 20 years, but it was only August 1987 that his health seriously deteriorated to the point that he could no longer work or eat. He could barely drink water. He also lost much weight. He was down from 190 to 150 pounds. Just after Easter, a friend gave him a Bayside rose petal blessed by Jesus and Our Lady, which he promptly placed in his wallet on the left back pocket. That is the side where the cancer started, and that is where his cure began. From the moment that he started carrying the rose petal, he started to feel better. In fact, he began to gain the weight he had lost, and he was also able to go back to work after being home for 4 months. But the final healing was reserved at the apparition grounds of June the 18th. After the vigil that he attended, Jack had a CAT scan done the following Wednesday, 1 week later. Seeing his doctor for the results, he was amazed to hear the doctor say to him, "Do you believe in God?" And Jack was quick to answer, "Yes, I believe in God." "Well," he went on, "did you go to any healing masses?" And Jack now started to realize what the doctor was getting at. Answered, "No, I didn't go to any healing masses, but 2 weeks ago, Susan and I went to Our Lady of the Roses Shrine for a healing rosary." "Well then," the doctor blurted out, "I've got to tell you there was a miracle, because your cancer is completely gone. There is not as much as a pinhead of cancer left." Jack now weighs 205 pounds. And he, most he ever weighed, and is happily back at work. Something which makes the fellow workers shrug their shoulders in wonderment, and they say to themselves, "Perhaps there is something really going on at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine in New York." If you ask Jack today how he is feeling, he will tell you, "I feel great. I never felt better in my life." And when asked if he believes in Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mother Shrine at Bayside, he's quick to respond, "I'm a believer in all that and even more." Has he grown spiritually since his cure? His answer is yes. He is in church now more often. He says the rosary every night. And he said he'll never move the 3 medals he received from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from his neck. And that's the end of that testimony. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.